This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to the Viva Lamont radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Brand new music from Bill Lloyd.
You're living with your mother, a dog, a cat, and one step brother. You won't take on a lover, but you still take my call.
Yeah. was with you know who. I played the drums like I always do.
Mercury.
from his 2017 release, Limitations of Source Tape. That is Chris Church with Be My Nuisance here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before Chris Church, some Sturgill Simpson in that set of music from the Sound and Fury album with Mercury in Retrograde. Also played Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr talking about his days being a member of Rory and the Hurricanes from his Postcards from Paradise album. Yeah, that's the band he was in pre-Beatles. Played drums for Rory. And Bill Lloyd. Bill Lloyd started off the entire set, title track from his brand new release that is in my hands, Working the Long Game. Gets us to where we are now. We're about almost 17 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me and whatever we do whenever you're listening and I'm here. I don't know what that means. Whatever you do whenever you're listening, yeah, we'll figure it out. But I'm in a pop set of music, so that tells me I should remind you that you should pull up a chair and get some breakfast for dinner. Yeah, you can do that on Sundays. DJ Chris Wired, he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. Included within his menu, power pop, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that actually feeds the mind. It's Sunday nights from 10 to 11 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Wednesdays, he's got an encore presentation of that show. So if you can't stay up Sunday night or you just missed it because you're watching some TV program, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. you can listen to Breakfast for Dinner here on 88.3 FM. If you got a suggestion for a song for me to play in a future show, you got to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Speaking of those power pop medleys, some brand new music from the brothers Steve here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Raspberries wrapping up that set of music, because you know what? I want to be with you. I do, and I'm glad you have decided to be with me. I am the Mockster, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. Before the raspberries, before those tasty raspberries, some lemon heads. Not as tasty. I choked on a lemon head when I was a kid. I did. Was not allowed to have lemon heads as a kid because of that. Scars me for life, but has nothing to do with Evan Dando and his project. Went back to car button cloth for you. If I could talk, I'd tell you. Sugar in there. Bob Mould and company. Were you at the show? He was in town, I believe, last month, and I did not make it out of my cave to go to the show. Played some Sugar. If I can't change your mind. Guess what? No one will. And the Brothers Steve, brand new music from the Brothers Steve. New album's called Dose, just came out. Electro Love, the track I played for you. Got less than a half hour left in this hour. There's more hours in the day, but just in this hour in general, which means I have more music to get to. But before I do any of that, I want to tell you that Spack Brothers joins you in supporting, not just the Brothers, their pizza. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, they offer pizza, hence the name, but they also have wings and hoagies, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives.
They don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, you can call Spack Brothers Pizza at 412-362-SPAK or spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. You know what? I think I'm feeling it. I think I am feeling it. Feeling some good old rock and roll coming from my soul through your speakers, into your headphones, however you're listening. 5678 doing their take on a little classic we like to call Woohoo!
You know you're gonna shut them down. I took my cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs. Spring little cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little cobra with all your might. Spring little cobra getting ready to strike. Don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in a straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind, I took my cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. You know you're gonna shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
This is John from the 4019s, and you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT. Rock on.
Go, go. And she always gives you more. wheel, big chrome wheels, put her in gear, and she's running through the air. Go, little, go, little, go, little GTO. She'll give you everything she's got, and she always gives you more. She'll give you everything she's got, and she always gives you more. She'll give you everything she's got, and she always gives you more, more, more.
Cramps wrapping up that set of music. Little Goo Goo Muck for you here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Cramps, 4019's in there from their latest release, New Roaring 20s with Go Little GTO. You know what? You might be able to go see the 4019's next month. They have three dates in November that they are going to be in town. So check the WRCT.org concert calendar for details on that. And speaking of, like, cars, like GTO, how about the Ripcords doing Hey Little Cobra, another car track, car song for you. Start the entire set with the 5678s and doing their version of Woohoo here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Got about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, a little show called Viva Lamach. Yeah, it's only rock and roll. It's what we play here on WRCT.
Yeah, I'm about to stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage. What is satisfying? What is not on by? What do you think, boy, is strange? Ain't it strange? Yeah.
garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around. Everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus. There was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs. Thought that's why they came. No one heard the music. We didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Good, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Ricky Nelson, or I think by that point he was just going by Rick Nelson, wrapping up that set of music with a Garden Party. Don't know if you know the actual story behind that song, Garden Party. So pull up a chair. I'm going to tell it to you. It was actually 50 years ago today. There was a show at Madison Square Garden. It was Richard Nader's Rock and Roll Revival Concert, and it featured Ricky Nelson, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Bobby Rydell were all on the bill. So Ricky Nelson comes out to play, and he comes out, you know, it's 1971. He comes out dressed like it's 1971. He's got like a purple velvet shirt on, and he's got bell bottoms, and his hair's down to his shoulders. And he kicks off the set with Hello Mary Lou, because, you know, that it was a rock and roll revival. But then he went into another song, which was, he called it Country Honk, but what it was a country version of Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones song. And the audience started to boo. Yeah. So there's some reports that they were booing because there was some police activity in the back, but Ricky Nelson thought it was regarding him and kind of booing him off the stage. So he left, walked off stage, never came back. So then he wrote this song about it. So as you're listening to the lyrics of the song, and I know now you got to go like, I wasn't, but now I'm going to have to. Yeah, you listen to the lyrics of the song, and He name drops Yoko. He references John Lennon. He talks about, I forget what the lyric is. It's something like Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes wearing the disguise. And what that actually was his next door neighbor was George Harrison, who used the alias of Hughes whenever he would go out and about or stay in hotels and such. And apparently George Harrison was working on a album of all Bob Dylan covers. And it never came into
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.